There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Boutique Air Service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show. And you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am glad that you could be with us today as we talk about a very special book called I Love You More Than Me. Now, I want to take you back to when I had Stephanie Langford on the show with Ronald McDonald House Charities of Alabama. During the conversation, she mentioned her son Zach, who had Down syndrome. Now, that conversation led me to a little something extra ice cream truck with Hunter Norwood, and the conversation has just developed. And I appreciate the fact that right now I can have Clayton Martin from Birmingham, Alabama, to share about this new book, I Love You More Than Me. And this book was motivated by the relationship that his daughter Nora and her friend Levi have. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Clayton Martin.
Thank you, man. It's an honor to be a part of the show. Thank you so much.
This is great. As you shared with me, Levi's parents were very appreciative of your thoughtfulness, your kindness when it came to developing this book, which included, as I mentioned, your daughter, Nora.
Yeah, absolutely. And to be honest, it all started from literally a physical dream. I woke up one day, about a year ago, and I looked over at my wife and I told her that I had a dream that I wrote a kid's book about the friendship between Levi and Nora. And I don't know if you've ever had a dream like that, but it was kind of one of those things where you like think about it for a couple of weeks and then it's like, man, this might be a real thing. And sat down and started to write and just kind of started flowing out. And the title came to me, the words came to me. And one of the first people I reached out to was Levi's mom to read about the story and read the story. And it just kind of unfolded from there.
Now, tell me this, how, as Levi's father described, you actually wrote the story from Levi's perspective with typical thoughts, words, and emotions, much like our own. How were you able to get into it from that perspective?
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, that's a great question. And, you know, part of the heart behind the story really is the perspective of someone with special needs. You know, I grew up, one of my best friends growing up was someone with special needs. And so really had an impact on my life, just the friendship that we had. And so was really able to understand kind of their perspective and how they see the world, how they see life. And so wanted to write a story really from their perspective to show that people with special needs are just people like us. And, you know, they might look a little different or might walk or talk a little different, but they're humans just like us. And really wanted to share the impact of the story from the perspective of someone who's made such an impact on my life.
He was born with both 9p deletion and trisomy 21 syndrome.
Right.
I've actually had several shows on trisomy before, different varieties of it, if you will. And
yeah.
The doctors, the medical team, they didn't know what to expect for his quality of life. But it sounds to me like with the relationship that he has with your daughter, Nora, he has a pretty good quality of life at this point.
Oh, man. Levi is, he's the life of the party, man. Levi is a walking miracle. And anytime you see him, he just started walking a little less than a year ago, which is a cool story. When I originally wrote the story, he wasn't walking at the time. And I wrote the story as if he was walking. So just a really cool thing to see kind of that come into life from the story and also just in real life. But anytime you see Levi, he's got the biggest smile on his face. And, you know, his hugs are literally like the best thing in the world. He gives you just a big hug around the neck. And he's literally known for his hugs where we live. We live in Springville. It's a small town outside of Birmingham. But Levi is known in the community for his hugs and his smile. And I'm telling you, the quality of life that he has is honestly a lot better than some of us.
This is the very first book that you have written. I know you mentioned your dream, but is this something that you had thought about before to be an author, to be a writer?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I've enjoyed writing, my whole life. Obviously I've been, learned how to write over the years and, never dreamed to be, a published author. Honestly, I didn't know if that was ever going to be a thing, but, when I had this dream and talked to my wife and kind of sat down to write it and it all just kind of flowed out, it was awesome. So I definitely, I'm a visionary kind of person. So I've got all kinds of things going on in my head that I drive my wife crazy with, because every time, I feel like every day I come home with a new idea and a new vision. And so it's really cool to see this one come to real life, because it just motivates me to keep going.
That sounds a little bit like the Mark White Show. I have to tell my wife my ideas for the show all the time. And I know times she's very appreciative of the ideas. And then sometimes it may be a little daunting.
That's right. You got that right.
The two children, Levi and Nora, what are their ages?
Yeah, so Nora is, she just turned 3. So we wrote the story in perspective that they're a little older than their actual age. A lot of the reason for the context of the story. But Nora is, she just turned 3. And then Levi, I believe, is 5 or 6. I can't remember the exact age. He's about 5 or 6.
Now, I have a 7-year-old. She'll be 8 in December. I'm having a tough time recalling as a 3-year-old how much she knew about what was going on around her. But you can tell us, how does Nora feel about this book?
Oh, she was so excited. We got our first copy in a couple weeks ago, and we read it to her, and she was like, "That's me. That's me." And she got so excited. And then, of course, she saw Levi and was so excited to see Levi on the book as well. And so it's a book that we've been reading to her for a couple weeks now since we had it. And it's just a cool thing for her to relate to it, of course, but also, you know, she's 3 years old. So there's obviously still a lot for her to learn. And, you know, I really hope that she reads the story and knows the impact of it. And it kind of makes an impact on her as she continues to develop.
Well, that answers that question. I'm so glad to hear that she is able to enjoy the fact that she's included in that book. I just started a segment with my own daughter called Cora's Corner on Saturdays, and she started out reading books. And so she started out with Beatrix Potter and Peter Rabbit. So we're moving through that. And I just love the fact of these young people being encouraged through reading. And this particular story, what it encourages and the meaning behind it, compassion and love and kindness, is so important for these young people to have in their minds from an early age.
Yeah, absolutely. It was funny. A couple of days ago, we were, the craziness of getting ready in the morning and getting the girls off to school. And I was getting her shoes on, and she just said a remark of, she said, "Daddy, I just want to love people." And it was just a really, really cool moment. You know, obviously as parents, we're not perfect. But it's those moments where you're like, man, at least I'm doing something right. I'm instilling something in her development to where she just wants to love people.
Absolutely, man. That is incredible. If we could take that attitude and that perspective as adults, the world would change very quickly. And I know that
you're not kidding.
We have more to talk about with this new book, I Love You More Than Me. And let's go into another segment. We're going to take a quick break, Clayton, but when we come back, let's talk more about this book, how people can connect with you, how they can get the book, okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, folks, right now we're talking to Clayton Martin in Birmingham, Alabama. He is the author of I Love You More Than Me. This book was written with Nora and Levi in mind as he wrote the book thanks to a dream. I know I have had some of those dreams, but I didn't write the things down, so they've been long since forgotten. But you know what? I'm glad that Clayton had that dream and was able to put it down on paper and to put this book out, I Love You More Than Me. And I hope that you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
I'll do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
A little white house in the heart of town.
Hi, everybody. This is Doug Stone. And let me tell you something. Love grows best in little houses, especially when you got the Mark White Show on.
Love grows best in houses just like.
to the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. Glad you could join us today as I talk to Clayton Martin in Springville, Alabama. And he is an author, first-time author, of the book I Love You More Than Me. This is a book that was inspired through a dream that he had. He mentioned that in the first segment. And we're talking about his daughter Nora and her friend Levi and the great friendship that they have. I think it's a wonderful story to share because if we look in the child's perspective and what Nora said, I just want to love people. And if we can think about our world in that way, then we can be better people for it. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Clayton Martin.
Thank you so much, man. It's an honor to be here. See, we're working with several different organizations and people like yourself of getting the message of the story out. And, you know, our goal ultimately when we sat down to actually complete this project was, you know, my goal is not to make a ton of money on it. You know, if it happens, it happens. But, man, my goal is, man, I just want to spread kindness and compassion in a world that needs it. 'Cause we all know, we live in a crazy world, that, needs a lot of love and kindness and compassion. So, if that's what this book does, then I'm grateful for it.
One of the things you mentioned was organizations. Through the Mark White Show, I have recognized so many nonprofits that have been established for the special needs community. There are so many opportunities out there for a story like this, and it could be in the Down syndrome community. It could be in the autism community. There's so many different places where this book fits so well as we talk about not only awareness, but acceptance and inclusion.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're spot on. We're working with a number of organizations to get the book out. And you mentioned earlier in the first segment, Stephanie Langford, which you had on the show, I think last week, she is, she's actually a friend of ours. And so we've been, talking about, some different outlets to push the book through. And, you know, I know her son, Zach he's a boy with Down syndrome as well. So she obviously has a natural heart for the message of the book. And, so it's really cool to see all these people come together and, really unite around the message of the story.
It has blown my mind over the past week as I simply reached out to Ronald McDonald House Charities of Alabama to talk about their day of giving, and then to have Stephanie talk about Zach, and then to lead to Hunter Norwood. And then the very next day I was talking to Sacred Selections of Birmingham, and I was talking to Emily Atherton, and she mentioned her sister who had Down syndrome, and one thing has led to another. And here I am talking to you today. It's almost like someone's telling me something when it comes to the special needs community, and just to make sure that I'm using the Mark White Show as a vehicle and a tool to help these folks.
That's awesome, man. And I appreciate your voice and your platform to use that, because, you know, I think I read on your Facebook profile, something like a show that unites us. That is exactly what we need. We need a show that unites people instead of divides people. So I appreciate what you do, man.
Well, you know, Clayton, as we look at the world around us, there's a couple of different ways that we can look at it. I decided when my dad died at 58 years old of cancer that I would look for the difference makers, and I would try to find those people who are an encouragement and inspiration to us all and share those stories and just become a mode of transportation to help get that good word out so that we all could find ways when we're down, when we're not feeling our best, that we look over and we say, look, you know, there's Clayton and he has written a book and he's trying to share a special relationship between his daughter and her friend in a book called I Love You More Than Me. Well, what can I do? What can I do to make a difference? And it may be supporting the book. It may be going out and buying the book for somebody to encourage them, but we just have to find the difference makers in our communities. There are difference makers out there.
Oh, you're spot on. And I think, you know, difference maker can be a number of things. Anybody can be a difference maker, right? I mean, you don't have to have a social platform to be able to make a difference. I mean, it's a, it's a simple smile or it's a simple word of encouragement to somebody. I mean, you never know the difference you can make in somebody's life by just being kind. I mean, it's a lost factor that we've lost in this crazy world of, man, just the simpleness of being kind is a difference maker. And so, you know, if you're listening out there, so the way to be a difference maker is just to be kind, love people, and know that, you know, you never know what somebody's walking through. So they might just need a smile, or they might just need a high five, or maybe even a hug. And I know living in the COVID world, hugs are sometimes frowned upon, but, you know, sometimes people just need a hug. And so, I completely agree with you, Mark. I mean, being a difference maker obviously is a great thing, but there's a lot of things that we can do to make a small difference, but a small difference is still a difference.
And look at it this way, Clayton. We're talking about your daughter, Nora, as you mentioned, is 3 years old, and then Levi, who would be pre-K kindergarten age, and I'm 42 years old. I don't know how old you are, but we're talking, people who are listening right now are much older than 3 and 5 and 6 years old. And so yeah, the impact that a 3-year-old and a 5 and 6-year-old can have on people because of their friendship, because of their relationship, it should have an impact on us as we hear a story like this.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's a number of kids, you know, picture books out there that there's a very good message for all of us to learn. And so obviously I've got a heart for kids. I've got obviously two young daughters. And so, that's really one of the reasons I wanted to do a kid's book. But also, man, there's just a lot of life when you see an illustrated kid's book, paint such a beautiful message.
So Clayton, each one of us has someone who made a difference in our lives, an impact in our life. Who is it that influenced you early on to have the heart that you do, buddy?
Yeah. So, one of my good friends growing up in school, his name was Jamal. He's a kid with special needs, autistic. But literally from first grade, the teacher partnered me with him, because we just got along and we were just friends. And he was, if you're familiar with people with autism, a lot of times they need something that's just comforting to them, right? Or else that things can kind of go awry. And so Jamal got partnered with me, and we were literally friends all the way through high school. And it was just a cool friendship that was developed and made such an impact on my life. And so I was able in high school, to be a part of the Best Buddies program at my high school. And so I was able to be partnered with a couple more people with special needs and, really just develop friendships with them. And then in college, I was able to, volunteer a little bit with, Special Needs Athletics, which is a local organization where we went to college. And, from there, man, it's just cool to see the people that, you know, have been brought into my life, that have made such an impact on me.
Now, I'll tell you, Clayton, when you're sharing this with me and I think about your high school days and being friends with Jamal, this is a great story for your high school to know that there's an up-and-coming author and to know that there was that impact through your school. Where did you go?
I went to Centennial High School. It's in Franklin, Tennessee. That's where I grew up, in Franklin, just about 20 minutes south of Nashville. And so, went there, and, where I met Jamal was a school called Poplar Grove. That's where I went, first grade through eighth grade. So I went to school. So that's where I met Jamal. But yeah, so I'm in the process right now of reaching out to some people back home and to see how we can spread that as well. I'm actually the special needs teacher. She just retired from the Williamson County school system, but the special needs teacher of, Centennial, who made an impact on my life. She messaged me, and I'm going to send her an autographed copy of the book to her house, which I'm really excited about. She was super proud of the book.
I love that, and people love to know the impact that they had on another person's life, and sometimes that can be forgotten. You know, when we get far along in our life, we get our family and we have our careers and things of that nature, but always going back to the people who made a difference in our life, I think it makes a huge difference, and it may be the one thing that person needs to hear today if they helped us or influenced in a special way.
Absolutely. That's one thing that I've always done in my life is, you know, I have a, I have a notebook of people that have influenced my life in a way that I can't even put into words. And I always make sure that, you know, I maintain that relationship, and not out of a transactional way, but just because when I get a little bit older, I want to be somebody like that in someone's life. And so I'm always grateful for those relationships.
So, Clayton, I want people to know how to connect with you. I want them to know how to be able to purchase I Love You More Than Me. This book have an impact on their life.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We have a website. It's www.claytonmartin.com, claytonmartin.com. And so that's the homepage of the book. But also, you can go to Amazon and just search I Love You More Than Me. And I think it's the second option on there. So that's where a majority of the people are buying it is through Amazon.
That's incredible. Well, Clayton, again, people need to go to claytonmartin.com, find out more information about you and your inspiration for this book. And I'm so glad that you could join me today here on the Mark White Show to share about I Love You More Than Me. And I just wish you all the best. And I wish Levi and Nora and your family and all those who will be affected by this book in a positive way all the best moving forward.
Appreciate it, man. It's such an honor. And again, thank you for all that you do in the local communities and spread a message that unites us. And I appreciate your time today, man.
Well, you stay connected with me. Anything I can do to help you, you let me know, Clayton, and I'll try to do the very best I can, okay?
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
When we come back, we'll have Cora White on Cora's Corner to read an excerpt of I Love You More Than Me. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I am your host, Mark White. Special kind of hero, hero. No ordinary hero. Talking about a hero. Special kind of hero. Yeah. With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. Boutique Air Service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want you to stay tuned for Cora's Corner, coming up next, right here on The Mark White Show.
Thank God for kids.
Welcome to another episode of Cora's Corner with Cora White. Today, Cora is reading an excerpt of I Love You More Than Me, written by Clayton Martin and illustrated by Zach Tracy. A note from Levi's mom and dad. The message of I Love You More Than Me is deeper than it may appear at first glance. To anyone reading this story to the students in their classroom or to their own children at home, thank you for taking the time to talk about and recognize the importance of acceptance and unconditional love. Levi was born with both 9p deletion and trisomy 21 syndrome. Nobody in the medical field knew what to expect for his quality of life, and honestly, the bar was initially set pretty low. But as Levi grew and developed, one thing became apparent. He has a capacity to love others that runs deep. Despite his developmental delays, cognitive impairments, and physical limitations, his ability to love others far exceeds what most of us are capable of on our own. Levi and Nora's real-life friendship is just one example of the special bond he forms with others. So, when Clayton, Nora's daddy, decided to write a children's book about their sweet friendship, we were all for it. Then we read what he wrote and realized it was more than just a cute rhyming story about two kids in a race. You see, Nora's acceptance of who Levi is reflected in her daddy's words. For one, the story is written from Levi's perspective, with typical thoughts, words, and emotions much like her own. His actual physical limitations are not highlighted in the book because they don't matter. Levi is not defined by what he can or cannot do. To Levi's family and friends who know and love him, he is just Levi, a little boy who shows us how to be more concerned with others' happiness rather than our own, and who displays an amazing amount of empathy for others. A little boy whose very existence seems to emulate God's example of unconditional love, as his every hug seems to say, I love you more than me.
I love you more than me. This book is dedicated to my family. I love you more than me. One sunny morning, Levi woke to say, today's the best time to go outside and play. Looking out the window and across the street, Levi saw Nora getting ready for her meet. He ran out of his room with a smile on his face in hopes to help Nora get ready for her race. A whistle around his neck and his shoes tied tight, he dashed to the door with all of his might. He crossed the road after looking both ways, because he knows to be safe before he plays. They head to the line and get ready to run as their joy is beaming as bright as the sun. Levi blows the whistle to start the race, and off they go at a very fast pace. When all of a sudden, Nora trips to the ground and the smile on her face turns upside down. You can find out what happens to Nora and Levi by ordering your copy of I Love You More Than Me. You can find the book at claytonmartin.com or Amazon.
You have been listening to another episode of Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show. You can tune in every Saturday for Cora's Corner. We appreciate Clayton Martin for joining us here on The Mark White Show to share about this special relationship between Levi and Nora. Wouldn't it be great if we would create bonds and relationships like that? I hope that we do. Every single day we have the opportunity to do just that. If this show is an encouragement to you, I hope that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors, and let them know what the Mark White Show is doing to try to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I hope that you follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcasts. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.